From Church Leaders, How to Find Joy, by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Brothers and sisters, old and young, I plead with each of you to remember that wickedness never was happiness, and that sin leads to misery. Young people, do not seek happiness in the glittering but shallow things of the world. We cannot achieve lasting happiness by pursuing the wrong things. Someone once said, "You can never get enough of what you don't need because what you don't need won't satisfy you." Young and old, turn your eyes and your hearts away from the deceptive messages of the media. There is no happiness in alcohol or drugs, only enslavement. There is no happiness in violence, only pain and sorrow. There is no happiness in sexual relations and physical familiarities outside the bonds of marriage, only degradation and increased momentum along the way to spiritual death. There is no lasting happiness in what we possess. Happiness and joy come from what a person is, not from what he or she possesses or appears to be. Youth, hold fast to your standards. Study and use that saving pamphlet for the strength of youth. Righteousness fosters righteousness. The effects of righteous examples are felt for generations to come. Good parenting produces youth who make good parents. Just as many of us have been strengthened by the noble examples of our pioneering ancestors in many lands, so the righteous choices and sacrifices of our day can bless our families and our friends and our nations for all the years to come. I testify to you of the lasting happiness and ultimate joy of those who exercise faith in God and keep His commandments. I urge each of you to seek the joy that comes from keeping the commandments of God and exerting a righteous influence for the benefit of those we love. From an October 1991 General Conference Address. Share how you find true joy in life and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/joy-ne-216. End of the section from Church Leaders by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case and Wes Nelson.